Franklin, North Carolina is nicknamed the gem capital of the world. The town hosts gem shows, rock shops, and gem mining. I'm PPR's Lily Knipp with the dirt on how the small town got such a big reputation. Judy Johnson has been working at Mason's Gem Mine for 11 years. She says there's no way to know who will strike pay dirt.
It's just the luck of the shovel really up there.
Located in Burningtown just outside of Franklin, the mine sits on a natural deposit of gems. Open since 1952, it is a prime example of why the area is known as the gem capital of the world. Mica, garnets, and many gems are abundant, but the most common mineral found in the area is corundum, says Al Kribble, president of the Franklin Gem and Mineral Society.
The corundum industry was big prior to 1900 because they used corundum for sandpaper, for all kinds of grinding.
Corundum is more than just the grains of sandpaper. When it's red, we call it a ruby. When it's blue, we call it sapphire. Rumor has it the jeweler Tiffany's built a mine in Cowie, but never found a vein of gems large enough to sustain it. The end of the commercial industry in the area resulted in many mines like Mason's, where tourists can come to pan for gems. The Gem and Mineral Museum in downtown Franklin says they see about 15,000 people a year come through. It also helps host the three gem shows that visit Franklin, like the Macon County Jamboree, now in its 55th year. Kribble says it was around 1960 that the tourism gem industry really took off. That's also when Ernest Frederick Klatt opened Ruby City Gems and Minerals. His grandson Kevin now runs the business. The jewelry store has been a mainstay on Town Hill since 1963.
Pretty weird looking out our window and watching signs change and businesses move in and out, and we're still here.
Klatt says he's been working his family's business since he was about 8 years old, and that by 12, he could identify over 100 stones. It's this kind of curiosity for gems and minerals that helps Franklin keep up its nickname. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.